Welcome to the Beetlebugs Podcast. Yay!
As people follow clues and take off both their shoes and walk on back to 69. Every road dreams out of life. The sergeant on the pink dark side. The piper travels through the sky. Out here. And I am here. Every road, a fence with
trees. Hello.
And welcome to a very special edition of the Beetlebugs Podcast. I'm Aisha.
And I'm Jesse. And today, we're bringing you an episode with a difference.
Yes, normally we talk about the history of the Beatles and their songs. But today, we're going to play to you a recording of our first ever interview on Radio Dubai Eye, Dubai's biggest radio station.
You're 8 years old, you're podcasting, and now you're being interviewed on live radio. How are you handling your fame?
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous, darling. Now, can we get on with the show? I've got people to see and places to go.
Okay, so it's not going to your head. That's great. So here it is, the Beetlebugs Podcast on Radio Dubai Eye with Mark Lloyd.
Enjoy.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Oh yeah, the music of the 1960s with, of course, the Fab Four and the Beatles on the show there. Now, the reason I'm playing that, not only is it a fantastic song, it topped the American charts and the UK charts, but so we've got a couple joining us on the show right now, father and daughter. We've got Jesse and Aisha. Hey guys, welcome to the night shift. How are you doing?
Hi Mark, we're very good.
Good stuff. And how's Aisha?
Hi, I'm good.
Right. Now, guys, you've put together something really, really cool of late. It's called the Beetlebugs Podcast, and we're going to hear a little bit of it shortly. But first of all, let me ask you, Jesse, you know, where the idea came from to put a podcast together, father and daughter, all about the Beatles, a band from the 1960s.
Yeah, well, I mean, the intention was, on my part, to launch a football podcast.
Okay.
The idea that I had knocking around in my head for a while.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this lockdown is an ideal time to try and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then Aisha here said, you know, why don't we do a podcast about the Beatles instead? And so here we are.
Aisha, I mean, your obviously love of the Beatles. I mean, where did all this come from? How did you get to know about the Beatles? Because I think you're 8 years old, is that right?
Yeah, I am.
Right. So, go on.
Basically, when I was little, my dad used to play songs when I was sleeping.
Okay.
And also, on car journeys, we would sing along to Beatles songs, and on weekends, we'd watch the Beatles movies.
Right, so that's what got you into it. So it was kind of a combination of being in the car and listening to these Beatles songs. Also, you know, listening to them at night. Was this before you went to sleep? You would hear these songs?
Yeah, my dad would sing them to me.
Oh, so it's kind of a lullaby, a Beatles lullaby. Tell me, he's not listening. What's your dad like at singing? Is he a good singer?
Yeah, he's good.
So what?
Yeah, she knows which side her bread is buttered on.
What Beatles songs did Dad sing to you at bedtime, Aisha?
He would sing me "Here Comes the Sun."
Oh, nice.
And Yesterday.
And Yesterday, yeah. What beautiful songs they are. And so that really ignited your love of the Beatles. Coming back to Jesse, what do you think made the Beatles such a special band? I mean, they weren't together that long, you know, and when you look at it, only 4 years. So what do you think made them so special?
I think that, you know, obviously their music is so enduring. I think it speaks to different age groups.
right,
in different ways.
Yeah.
So you know, you kind of appreciate the music in different ways as you get older. So it doesn't really get boring, and I think that's what makes it timeless.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I just played something there from the 60s, She Loves You, but their music really evolved very quickly, didn't it? You know,
yeah.
The sound of the Beatles from the start of their career to the sound at the end of their career is like, it's almost like two different bands.
Very different, yeah. Very different, yeah.
Have you got a favourite album?
It's difficult to narrow it down, but I think the White Album...
Yeah,
is a favorite, and Abbey Road.
Yeah,
but then I could go on, and you know, I'll start
saying the classics, aren't they? But yeah. I mean, those are two great albums. Aisha, let me ask you. I mean, since you've been doing this podcast, I think you're up to now the third episode of it. What have you learnt about the Beatles, Aisha?
Yeah, there's so many things. And before the podcast, I just knew about music. I just knew about labels. The podcast. We learned about how they met and how they know their music.
Okay, so they actually met in a city called Liverpool, didn't they? And that's where they started off. Then they took off to Germany, and that's where they worked so hard in Germany, in Hamburg. In fact,
yeah.
Maybe one day when you get a little bit older, Jesse, your dad might want to take you to Hamburg. You can actually do a tour of all the clubs that the Beatles played. And, you know, go and see the actual gigs and where they lived, the accommodation that the band lived. It really is fascinating, yeah. Tour.
Well, we've done Liverpool, so Hamburg is probably next on the list.
Yeah, that'd be great. So tell me about your podcast and how you set about recording it, Jesse.
Well, we made a podcast schedule, just a brief outline of what each episode would cover.
Yeah.
And then we loosely plan out each episode, and basically we're following a model of like one episode per album. So you know that's really the way that we're doing it.
Okay, so you started off episode number one. I'm guessing where they met and meeting their manager,
yeah.
At the start of the career. Yeah,
exactly.
So now you're up to your third episode now. So what's in episode three? Because I think that drops today, doesn't it?
Yeah, episode three drops today, and that's the second album. So that was the launch of the second album, and also part of their trip to the US. So that's the episode that is episode three.
Okay. Aisha, as well as listening to the Beatles, do you listen to any, you know, chart singers now? Have you got any favourites that are in the charts at the moment from other singers?
Kind of like Oasis.
Okay. All right.
Or...
So, I mean, Oasis kind of have got a Beatles sound as well, haven't they? So I think you like that lineup of, you know, the guitar, bass, drums and a good lead vocalist. So what feedback have you had from listeners, Jesse, since you started doing this podcast?
It's been amazing. We've been blown away by it. I mean, we had no idea that we'd get the number of downloads or the hits that we've been getting. You know, we've got listeners obviously in the UAE and the UK, but
yeah.
We've got listeners in the US, the Netherlands. Where else, Aisha?
Germany, Argentina.
Wow.
Turkey. Yeah.
So. My goodness. So you've got listeners all around the world. You've got more listeners than I've got. In fact, I mean, Aisha, your personality, I wouldn't be too surprised if you're sat doing the kind of job that I'm doing, you know, when you get a bit older. Would you like that? Would you like to come on the radio?
Yeah, I would.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make you a little promise now. Once all this situation is over, we're going to get you guys into our studios and have a proper old chat with you about your Beatles Bugs podcast. That would be amazing. I mean, how many episodes have you got lined up then, and how far do you see this going? How many do you think you'll do?
Well, we've got about, I think we've got about 12 or 13 kind of properly planned out.
Yeah.
But we'll take it from there and see... You know, if we want to do more on the Beatles, like maybe cover their movies or cover their solo careers. But we've got some ideas about other podcasts that we might do once we've done the Beatles, haven't we, Aisha?
Yeah, we do. So we're already thinking of what we will do after this podcast finishes. We've got got a few ideas, like the boss. The king.
Okay.
The jam or Oasis.
Right. So I'll tell you what, you certainly know your music from my era. I can tell you, the Kinks, that took me by surprise. Have you got a favourite member of the Beatles, Aisha? You know, from John, Paul, George and Ringo. Is there one that you like more than the others?
John.
Oh, you like John? John Lennon, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's your favourite. What about Dad?
I think I'd steer towards Lennon as well. Lennon or McCartney, because they were the principal kind of songwriters. So,
yeah
those two are always going to be the favourites.
I must say, I'm a Paul McCartney fan. I really do like his solo stuff. So, I mean, the big thing is, where can we listen to the Beetlebugs podcast? Where's it available? And, you know, where can we check it out?
Yeah, okay. So you can find it on iTunes, on Spotify, Stitcher, you know, basically anywhere, you know, you get your podcasts from. And we've also got Facebook pages and Instagram. So just search the Beetlebugs podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on social media as well.
And the main thing is, Aisha, have you had fun making this podcast?
Yeah, I really have.
You've had, and what about your friends, your school friends? Have they listened to it as well?
Yeah, they have.
And they like it?
Yeah, they really like it.
Good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, Jesse and Aisha, I wish you all the best. And that promise stands. Once we're back to normal and, you know, we can all get together again, then you're going to be in this studio and come and have a chat with me on the night shift.
Look forward to it.
Fantastic, guys. So once again, that's
the
Beatles Bugs. Bye-bye, Aisha.
Bye.
Bye. We'll play out with some Beatles. This is Lucy in the Sky.
And there you have it, our first ever radio interview. What did you think of that, Aish?
It was so cool. I was nervous right before the interview.
Did you ever think you'd be on the radio talking about your podcast?
Never in a million years. It was so exciting, though. I really enjoyed it.
He did mention that you've got a future in broadcasting. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. I would love to do that. I'm looking forward to going into the studio. He promised like 3 times that he's going to invite us into the studio. You know, once everything returns to normal.
Once everything returns to normal. Let's hope that's very soon. And that's the end of this very special edition of the Beetlebugs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show.
We'll be back next week to continue with the story of the Beatles as we look at their next album release, Beatles for Sale. If you like our show, please, please, pretty please, subscribe to our show. See you again soon. Bye. Bye-bye.